Well, I'll tell you what, the anti-vaxxer crazies are out there, and they're alive and well, folks. They must be immune to the virus. Remember that one nurse that got a shot and then she fainted? Well, that sparked this whole thing about how she died in that whole event. Here's the video.
A nurse is vaccinated, but just minutes later, this happens.
I'm sorry.
Down she goes.
Tiffany Dover fainted as she spoke to reporters at a hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, it turns out, folks, that she's got a disease that 20% of the people have that caused her to do this. And it's normally, it's not harmful or anything like that, but it's a condition that she has. She did not die. But nobody believes that. That's in the anti-vaxxing world for some reason, folks. And to prove that, there's an article in the Daily Beast today that says anti-vaxxers won't stop harassing nurse they're convinced is dead. And there she is. And it says, for weeks now, commenters have flooded Tennessee nurse Tiffany Dover's Facebook wall with messages of tribute, praising her kindness and beauty, and offering their condolences for her loss. Tiffany died a hero, they wrote. Rest in peace, angel. Yes, it's odd. Very odd. There are more than 22,000 comments on her last Facebook post from people around the world, a collective grieving and outpouring of anger for the 30-year-old mother of two. But she's not dead. According to all official sources, folks, she is alive and well, and she's working as a nurse at CHI Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga. The outcry started, as you saw, in mid-December when she fainted while getting the first dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. She was back on her feet minutes later, but that didn't seem to convince anybody else out there. In the days following the broadcast, commenters from around the world flooded CHI Memorial's social media pages and even called the hospital demanding proof that Dover was alive. Others sought out her friends and family, posting on their walls and Instagram pages demanding information. As evidence, they circulated screenshots of what they said was Dover's death report on searchquarry.com, which I guess is a website that will give an identical, similarly morbid result to anyone who enters their name. And then by December 19th, the uproar was so intense that the hospital was forced to issue a tweet saying that Dover was home and doing well and asking for privacy for the nurse and her family. That tweet, too, was flooded with comments. Somebody said, send a picture of her with the newspaper of the day. One person wrote, I want to see that video of her talking about it, said another. With the conspiracy theorists getting louder, on December 21st, the hospital took the extraordinary step of releasing what it said was essentially a proof of life video. They thought, you know what, we're going to just get her on the video here. We're going to release it. It'll be done. Everybody will believe it. No. The 20-second clip shows Dover standing on a staircase in the hospital, surrounded by other nurses holding signs with the day's date and the hashtag CHI Memorial Strong. Well, that had no effect on them, folks. People have suggested going to her house or workplace, tracking her family members down, even searching out the parents of her children's friends. The parents of her children's friends? And somebody said, why isn't anyone that lives close to her figuring out where her kids go to school or where her husband works or where they live and waiting and trying to snap a picture of her coming or going? One commenter recently asked, can someone living in Alabama just take a quick ride over to her place just to see what's going on? Somebody else asked, message me if you're near Higdon. When her brother-in-law shared an article debunking claims that Dover was dead, more than 260 people left angry comments. Somebody said, how much money do they pay you all to post this? She is dead and you know. My God, it's just insane. It's just absolutely insane. And that doesn't end there. It's not just in the United States. More than 8,000 miles away from Chattanooga, Australian Michelle Millman also spends much of her free time on Facebook. In and out of lockdown, with no job and no one to see besides her family, she spends up to 10 hours a day managing a Facebook group titled, Where is Tiffany Dover? Literally, she has nothing better to do all day, folks. The group has got more than 5,000 members and averages 30 posts a day. A recent post included a video edited to make it look like a nurse was vaccinated with an empty syringe, and another claiming Bill Gates had a body double get the vaccine in his place. A quick browse of her Facebook likes shows, and here's the real clincher, folks, it shows that she follows Tucker Carlson, Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, and right-wing commentator Dan Bongino, all media figures who have downplayed the virus. Oh, now we get it. Okay. Uh-huh. And then, folks, there was this interruption at Dodger Stadium. Have a look at this. So here's an article from the Los Angeles Times that came out, and on Saturday, Dodger Stadium's COVID-19 vaccination site was temporarily shut down after protesters gathered at the entrance, and there they are now. Save your soul, turn back now. These people waited hours in line to get the vaccine. And it says, Dodger Stadium mass COVID-19 vaccination site was temporarily shut down Saturday afternoon when about 50 protesters gathered at the entrance, frustrating hundreds of motorists who had been waiting in line for hours. And here's a dentist right there. He says, this is the wrong message. I've been waiting for weeks to get an appointment. I'm a dentist. I'm taking a big risk being around patients. I want to be safe for my patients and for my family. The vaccine is the only way to beat the virus. It's just insane. A post on social media described the demonstration as the Scamdemic Protest March. It advised participants to please refrain from wearing Trump MAGA attire, as we want our statement to resonate with the sheeple. Not people, the sheeple. No flags, but informational signs only. So why do you why are they so tightly coupled? Why is MAGA so tightly coupled with the anti-vaxxer, these crazies? Why is that coupling there? Why does it exist? It's just amazing. They didn't tell everybody to, you know, leave your Biden signs at home. No, it was leave your Trump signs at home. But one of the guys that was there, he grabbed a camera and he happened to get this little interview, if you can call it that, with one of the people that was at this event trying to protest at Dodger Stadium. Have a listen to this. Enjoy your last moment. So there's a guy walking around that's got a megaphone. But look at this guy that's got this sign here. So what he's stating is that vaccines contain toxic ingredients that should never be injected. And he's got a whole list of things. It's basically everything that you can think of. You know, aluminum, animal parts, spermicide, sorbitol, barium, EDTA, detergent. It's got everything in it.
Raspberry flavoring comes from beaver's anal gland. Just a red pill, everybody.
Really? Really?
Raspberry you're drinking?
Yeah.
I thought that was vanilla.
It is also. They mimic both flavors. But it comes from animals' anal glands.
I'm starting to feel like you're spreading false information.
Really?
The vanilla extract.
Look it up. This is Bill Gates' dad. Mm-hmm. Saves Starbucks.
Vanilla extract apparently comes from beaver.
Look it up. I
glands.
Swear. It is. It's
not from. I've seen like these long
the
brown things.
The
anal, little
the
beans.
Anal, though.
Oh, the raspberry flavor.
Good job.
Yeah, specifically the anal glands. Yeah. Not just any glands. Not like your tongue.
Right.
Anal glands. Look it up.
Yeah. We'll jump right on that one. But folks, it doesn't end there. Take a look at this article. So going back in December, remember that pharmacist that was in Wisconsin who just destroyed more than 500 vaccine doses? Well, it turns out today there's an article that says he believes the earth is flat, the FBI is saying. Take a look at this. When a pharmacist discovered that 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine were left to spoil outside a Wisconsin clinic's refrigerator in December, the worker immediately suspected a colleague who had spread false and outlandish claims, according to court records. For months, Steve Brandenburg, the overnight pharmacist at Aurora Medical Center in Grafton, Wisconsin, had said he thought the vaccine would harm people, make them infertile, and implant them with microchips. Now, federal authorities say his belief in debunked claims went beyond the vaccine. The pharmacist, who has agreed to plead guilty to charges of attempting to spoil the vaccine, also believes the earth is flat and the sky is not real. According to court documents, his beliefs were revealed in court after a search of his phone, computer, and hard drive by the FBI. I've never heard that before. Have you? That the sky is not real? I mean, that's something that you can see and literally touch. The sky is not real. And keep in mind, folks, that this guy was in college for at least 4 years to get his degree to be a pharmacist. I mean, the scale of lunacy surrounding some of this stuff, the scale of just unadulterated crazy is just shocking, but they're out there. It's just amazing, folks. Well, thanks for joining me. Until next time.